Former users of the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone say the urgent safety recall appears to be unravelling and veering out of control. The recall was announced this month after reports emerged of the phone catching fire and exploding. Today, the Postal Union says it's worried about the phones catching fire as they're being returned to the manufacturer. Will Ockenden reports.
Paul Vella rather liked his Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, but he hasn't been such a fan of its urgent safety recall.
It's been about a two-month drama, setting up phones twice.
He says his telco Telstra has handled its part of the recall well. Samsung, not so much.
There was no communication at any time from Samsung at all.
And he reckons his first Galaxy Note 7 was faulty.
I think it overheated a couple of times and just reset itself. At one point there, it started to boot loop and get really hot, and I managed to intercept it and sort of shut it down. And it never started up again.
A possible tragedy from an exploding phone averted, but Paul Vella says the close call wasn't the worst thing.
They're not telling people what's going on. There's no ETA, there's no really nothing happening in terms of, you know, keeping people informed about what's going on.
The Samsung Galaxy Note 7 recall is worldwide and came after several reports of the smartphone catching fire. Samsung has now stopped producing the phone. Paul Vella says while the recall process started well, it seems to be spinning out of control.
Now, I think the service is deteriorating further, and now there's people that just have no clue about when they're going to get their device replaced or refunded.
Paul isn't alone in saying Samsung's customer service is getting worse. Saturday AM has heard from other frustrated customers who say they've posted their phone back a month ago but are still yet to hear anything from the company. One person still waiting said the whole thing isn't just going slowly, it's a flap-up. There's been little to no communication, and all the call centre people tell you different things. Complaints are also starting to spill over into other areas. The telecommunications industry ombudsman has received a small handful of complaints. They include people saying they don't want the handset, along with disputes about contracts and billing. And the communications union, which represents postal workers, says it's also getting concerns from its members. Greg Rayner is from the communications union.
As you can imagine, one of these things on the back of a truck, if it should happen to burst into flames, that truck, that driver and all that mail product that's on that truck is jeopardised by having these things.
A spokesman for Australia Post says the carrier is working with Samsung, who's advised it is safe to transport as long as the device is switched off. The spokesman says Australia Post is not carrying the Galaxy Note 7 by air and it's being transported in clearly marked packages.
Will Ockenden with that report. In a statement to Saturday AM, Samsung has apologised for the delay in responding to some customers. It's urging them to go back to the place of purchase for an exchange or a full refund.